More than 60,000 people signed petition calling for Amazon to remove Canada, 51st state merchandise. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 12, 2025. More than 60,000 people have signed a petition demanding that Amazon stop selling merchandise geared towards Canada being the 51st state of the United States. A Change.org petition has garnered roughly 69,310 signatures, calling for Amazon to stop selling pro-Canada 51st state merchandise. The petition described the merchandise as being not just offensive and immoral, but reinforcing a direct threat to our democracy. The petition comes as President Donald Trump has previously joked about making Canada the 51st state. Seeing items on sale that portray this notion on a platform as huge as Amazon gives President Trump's intimidating tactics more power than they deserve, and serve as a constant reminder of the bullying we are subjected to, the petition, started by Sue Williams Dunn, says. Every day we come across products that insinuate our unwilling integration into the United States. We are reminded of the looming peril our independent nationhood is facing. The petition continued to describe the selling of pro-Canada 51st state merchandise on Amazon as sparking nationwide indignation. While some may argue these products are harmless, even comedic, they disregard and belittle the sustained economic terrorism Canada has been withstanding, the petition adds. This is not a joke to us. It's a threat to our autonomy and identity as Canadians. Breitbart News previously reported that in December 2024, during a meeting with former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Trump joked that if Trudeau did not like the idea of 25% tariffs being imposed on goods from Canada, he could avoid the tariff by becoming the 51st state. In a post on Truth Social from December 10, Trump expressed that it was a pleasure to have dinner with Governor Justin Trudeau of the great state of Canada. In January, following Trudeau's resignation announcement, Trump again offered to merge Canada with the United States, stating that there would be no tariffs, and that taxes would go way down. Many people in Canada love being the 51st state, Trump wrote on Truth Social at the time. The United States can no longer suffer the massive trade deficits and subsidies that Canada needs to stay afloat. Justin Trudeau knew this, and resigned. Trump added, if Canada merged with the U.S., there would be no tariffs, taxes would go way down, and they would be totally secure from the threat of the Russian and Chinese ships that are constantly surrounding them. Together, what a great nation it would be. In February, Trudeau took a shot at Trump after the Canadian national team beat the U.S. in the Four Nations Hockey Championship, and stated, "You can't take our country or their game."